As Election Day draws closer, Pennsylvania has lived up to its hype as a crucial battleground state that could decide the presidency. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads in polls, but both he and President Donald Trump have been making frequent stops here and spending big on advertising. But what's swaying voters? Continuing our embedded 2020 reporting, our America Amplified team of reporters talked with people across the Commonwealth about who they are voting for and how they're being affected by the biggest issues of the year. First, we focus on the economy.
My name is Jamari Davis. I'm 41 years old. I live in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I'm a registered Democrat. In 2016, I voted for Hillary Clinton, and this year I plan to vote for Joe Biden. As a small business owner, strictly as a small business owner, I get more benefit with Trump in the White House, period. As a black man with morals and character, I cannot in good conscience vote for somebody that's racist, divisive, and tearing our country down. And I have kids in this country. I have kids here, family here. So I have to put pretty much morals over money, which not everybody can do. And it's not an easy topic. I had a conversation with a couple of friends of mine, and you know, that's not always the easiest thing to do.
So my name is Becky Grimwood, and I am 43 years old. I live in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I plan on voting for President Trump. Well, I'm extremely concerned about my taxes going up. It's brutal to begin with. It has gotten better over the last several years under the Trump administration. But at one point at the end of Obama's presidency, the amount I owed was just ridiculous.
I'm Brianna McCooley. I'm 30 years old. I live in Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm a registered Democrat. In 2016, I voted for Clinton. And this year, I'm planning to vote for Biden-Harris. Our economy is so much less stable than I had hoped. We really need to focus more in on the average person. And so how do we create and help people sustain jobs that will be good for, you know, not just the owner of the company, but everybody else?
My name is Mike Otto. I'm 41 years old. I live in Williamsport, PA. I'm registered as a Republican, and I'm going to vote for Trump. I don't think we could deal with another 2 months of everything being shut down completely. The, what, 3 or 4 weeks we already had hurt a lot of people, a lot of businesses. People in America just need to do what they're told and wear your face mask and do the 6 foot apart, you know?
My name is Val De Jesus, and I'm 69 years old. I live in the Logan area in Philadelphia. I am a registered voter, have been a registered voter since I was old enough to vote. Democrat! I had a part-time job, and now because of coronavirus, I'm not able to do that part-time job. My job was I was working in a funeral parlor. Now I can't work there because I'm old, I have underlying health issues, high blood pressure, and I'm a cancer survivor. So it's not safe for me to be in that environment.
Marty Wilder. I'm the chairman of the McKean County Democratic Committee. I'm 70 years old, and we're at Veterans Square in beautiful downtown Bradford. One of the things that Trump promised was jobs, manufacturing jobs. I can assure you that Bradford is virtually identical right now to what it was in 2016. We still have a lot of poverty, jobs that have no health insurance. Small towns are in really big trouble. I don't see a lot of people reaching out to help us.
Hello, my name is Roy Straley, and I live in Marion, Pennsylvania, a small town. And in 2016, I voted for President Trump. And in 2020, I plan to vote for President Trump again. I personally feel that we shouldn't be borrowing from our grandkids. I don't even think we should have got that stimulus because I was working. My wife is on Social Security. You can't just keep giving handouts out. You can't give free college, free, free, free. Somebody has to pay for it.
My name is Lee Merriman. I'm almost 59 years old within a couple of days. I live in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. I am a registered Democrat. In 2016, I voted for Hillary Clinton. And this year I plan to, well, I already have mailed in my vote for Joe Biden. We've lost a tremendous, probably about half our income because of the shutdown and because of Corona and the ineptitude of tackling that virus. Basically, it's, you know, every week it's like, how much can we afford in groceries? Is there a bill that we can put off for another week? We're not to like counting the pennies and dimes in the kids' piggy bank, but sometimes it feels like that. So it's a daily struggle to make sure the bills are paid, we have food on the table, and we have a roof over our head. It's not easy.
The protest movement sparked by the police killing of George Floyd has brought new urgency to the conversation about racism in America. Demonstrations in cities and small towns across the country drew record numbers of participants this summer and drove many to be more passionate about politics. So how are those issues weighing on the minds of voters this year? That's the next installment of our series on Voter Voices.
My name is Corey Cook. I'm 36 years old. I live in Erie, Pennsylvania. I am a registered Democrat. In 2016, I voted for Hillary Clinton. And this year, planning on voting for Joe Biden. I think it's good to see people acknowledging now what I think a lot of us have been seeing over decades. A lot of things that have been going on with the police department and how they've treated certain people. And I think now to have the light shined on it the way it's been shined over the last, you know, few months, is good, because I feel like now people can be held accountable for their actions, just like me or you would be held accountable if we did something wrong that wasn't right.
Well, I disagree that they're protesting for racial justice. I think that we have racial justice in this country. My name is Scott Sanderson. I'm 55 years old. I live in Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm a registered independent. In 2016, I did not vote for president. And this year, I plan to vote for Donald J. Trump. If you look for something, you're going to find it. I believe that as long as we continue to treat each other by color and define, well, this African-American person is not being treated properly, rather than this American is not being treated properly, we're going to find injustice.
My name is Jonathan Pretlow. I'm 42 years old. I live in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. I'm a registered Democratic voter. In 2016, I voted for Hillary Clinton, and this year I plan to vote for Joe Biden. When Dr. King was saying it's two Americas, it's still two Americas. We want to strive for all lives matter and everybody has a say, but if we just saying that as a counterbalance to somebody that's trying to bring something to our collective conscience, racism, and all the ugly ills that spew off of it, then we're just chasing our tail, and it's not doing us any good.
My name is Paul Sherman. I am 50 years old, and I reside in Lebanon County. I'm actually independent. 2016, I voted for Donald Trump. I believe I'm going to stick with Trump again. Scared of the outcome of the election. Freedom, everything's at stake. The left side has become extreme. And just, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain how much hate and everything is coming from that side. I'm more worried about my kids than anything. How do you explain this when you see this on TV, all this chaos?
My name is Rob Cooley. I'm 47 years old, and I live in Montoursville, Pennsylvania. In 2016, I voted for Hillary Clinton. And I plan to vote for Joe Biden again this year. It's disappointing to see so many people in the communities around where I live that support Trump and other figures who openly support policies that take away the rights of others, whether it be LGBTQ or African Americans or Latinos it just makes me sad.
My name is Terry Kretzer. I am 64 years old. I live in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. I'm a registered Republican, In 2016, I voted for Donald Trump. This year, I plan to vote for Donald Trump again. I don't think the millennials or the young kids out there protesting really know what they're doing. And you've got this defund the police. Well, yeah, until it comes to your front door, and then who are you going to call? I am all for expressing your First Amendment rights legally. Tearing up towns, burning them, destroying businesses. That's when Trump offered help. It was denied.
I think the protests, that's America. That is our history. Will there be rioting? There's rioting after football games. Mm-hmm. You know, destruction is not helping anybody. But protests are so American. My name is Andy Sabo. I'm 70 years old. I live in Morton, Pennsylvania. I'm a registered Democrat. I have been registered Republican before. In 2016, I voted for Hillary Clinton. And this year, I plan to vote for the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris ticket. I grew up through the Vietnam time, and protest was very important then, and people objected to it. There's a point to it. It's very important that it happen.
Hello, my name is Ken Kane. I'm 61 years old. I live in Kane, Pennsylvania. I'm a professional forester. 2016, I voted for Donald J. Trump. In 2020, I expect to do the same. When you have multiple city blocks of a major city occupied by someone, if I'm a taxpayer within that area, who is my government? What protections do I have? But when we see police vehicles burnt in the city of brotherly love, what's someone from rural Pennsylvania supposed to think?